Our son was only 2 years old when Kim, the neighbor girl across the street, broke her leg. And on a scale of world disasters, Kim's leg wouldn't move the needle. But on the scale of a two-year-old, oh, that's serious. Our five-year-old daughter brought the bad news, so we all stopped right there and we prayed for our friend Kim. We were done, but our son wasn't. No, all day, over and over again, he'd go, "Pray for Kim." So they prayed for Kim. That went on 30 or 40 times. It was probably the most prayed-for broken leg in the history of this neighborhood. Well, we got word a couple days later that Kim was doing really well, and we told our son. He pulled his mom over to a picture of Jesus that we had on our kitchen wall, and he pointed to the picture, and he just said, "Jesus, fix Kim." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about a parent's greatest gift. I got to tell you, that was an exciting moment for my wife and me. Important enough for us to remember it all these years. Why? Because we knew our son was beginning to see that what we have isn't just a religion, that it's a he, a real relationship with a real person who makes a real difference. In our word for today from the Word of God, God is coaching parents who are trying to raise their children in a culture where they're surrounded by immoral lifestyles and by materialism and a lot of temptation. Sound familiar at all? Okay, what should a parent do? Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Okay, first God says, give your kids a relationship, not just a religion, a love relationship with the Lord. Maybe our children get the impression sometimes that what we're about is rules and going to meetings and believing beliefs instead of seeing a mom or dad who are just deeply in love with Jesus. If your son or daughter remembers anything from your spiritual life, I hope it will be this. It's all about Jesus. That's what we wanted our little son to realize, that we have a wonderful relationship with a wonderful Savior, a person who touches everything in our lives. Secondly, God's telling parents here to show them this relationship in everyday life. It's great to have a Bible study time with your family, family devotions done with some variety and creativity and participation. That's important. But even more important is the Jesus they hear you talk about, quote, when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, probably drive in this case, when you lie down, and when you get up. Our God relationship is most powerfully communicated as our kids see us involving him in the everyday life stuff, like a neighbor's broken leg or a math test or a financial need or bringing a family conflict to the Lord, praying about trips and friends and romances and teenagers and hurting people your family knows. This is the Jesus who goes with us to McDonald's and to ball games and to work. That's spiritual reality, not just religion. And to live in a morally dangerous world, our children need a Jesus who is so real to them. They know he is with them even when no one else can see them. He goes with them where no parent can go. I can't imagine raising kids in a world like this without Jesus, without a Savior, because I know I'm inadequate. I know my own needs I can't take care of. I know the baggage Jesus has helped me unpack and not to pass it on to another generation. He's given me his love and his power and his wisdom. Look, if you don't know Jesus personally and you're a mom or dad, reach out to him to say, "Jesus, a religion is not enough for me. I want to know you personally. I'm opening up my life to you." And if you want to know more about it, go to our website, anewstory.com. We cherished that moment when our little guy recognized Jesus, not as a picture on the wall, but a real Savior who cares about our everyday stuff. That's when that song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," becomes more than a song. It's how we live at our house.